Harmful microorganisms are called pathogens because they cause disease in humans. There may be many different sources, also called reservoirs, of pathogens, including humans and animals. This includes wild and domestic animals that may be present on the farm. For example, cattle are a known reservoir animal for E. coli 0157H7, a potentially deadly type of foodborne bacterial pathogen. While this bacteria can lead to severe disease and death in humans, it does not cause any symptoms in an infected cow. Animal intrusions by wild animals are a significant risk for contamination of produce in the field. When wild animals such as birds, deer, or feral swine enter a produce field, they can contaminate produce with pathogens by defecating, urinating, and feeding on produce. The environment, soil, and water can be a source of pathogenic microorganisms if they are contaminated by humans or animals. Untreated water is known to harbor a wide diversity of pathogenic microorganisms, such as bacteria, parasites, and viruses. Humans can be a source of foodborne pathogens. When we are sick, humans can shed large amounts of pathogens in our vomit or feces, which are then spread through direct contact, aerosols, equipment, and clothing. People can also contaminate produce by wearing dirty boots and clothes into growing or processing areas. They can also contaminate produce during handling if they have not washed their hands after using the bathroom or work while sick. All of these sources, or reservoirs, can directly contaminate food through contact. It is also important to understand that interactions between humans, animals, and the environment can lead to indirect contamination and spread of harmful microorganisms throughout the food system. Because pathogens are invisible to the naked eye, it is important to practice on-farm food safety to reduce the risk of contaminating food during growing, harvesting, and packing.